It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 736.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Thursday. Oh, and JJ, it's a special day for you. You should know this. You should know what day it is.
It is, I believe, day 8 of Sevs's beard.
I mean, that's a good one. That is true. That is big, true. But it's also JJ, International Tea Day, according to the UN. So, big day for you, my friend. Let's not take away Sevs's beard.
T-E-A, like tea.
T-E-A. You're the tea guy. Right. It's International Tea Day.
Wow. Thursday, 21st of May. That's great.
There's about three other countries that have declared the Day of Tea. So, like, Sri Lanka's got their day. And anyway, this is the United Nations Day that they've declared. So, big day as I sip from my coffee.
I'm currently drinking a LaCroix, but I will have a tea later. It's sort of like an evening thing. I'm also waiting for my T2 order as well.
Mm.
What did you get?
Pu'er tea, an oolong. And Bree wanted to get, it's like a tummy tea, which got like licorice and things. You glad you asked? Yeah.
Very long time.
How's your slow cooking going, Sebs?
Not good. Not good.
It's off to a slow start.
To be honest. Yeah, very, very, very slow start.
Even slow for the slow cooking industry.
Definitely. Yeah, I haven't touched it. I mean, we didn't have any ingredients for the recipe that I wanted to make, so that sort of prevented me from doing it on the weekend, and then I just haven't done it ever since.
Okay. That is such a living at home excuse. Like, there wasn't any ingredients. Like your house is a supermarket. Oh, they didn't have it in stock. Wasn't in stock, so
literally,
I couldn't make it.
The lentils weren't in stock. So
Most things at my house aren't in stock. If I want to make it, I got to go buy them. That's cute. Yeah.
That's just in time.
Maybe you could set yourself. You could set yourself a little Aristos surprise chef style challenge, Sevs, where you have to use what's in stock, i.e., what mum and dad have bought, and make something in the slow cooker. Just get around it. Just chuck it all in.
He was eating pineapple lumps last night.
Which I feel is sort of weird if you didn't have
Maltesers. He had a real blowout.
That's because big blowout. Now, dad went down to the shops to get some milk, and he picked them up whilst he was getting milk. So, yeah.
Oh, pineapple lumps. Are they the chocolatey, chewy ones?
Yeah.
Are they
the ones that get stuck in your teeth. Not great. Oh, I wouldn't recommend them, to be honest.
I mean, but you're just coming down after the regret and shame of having...
Yeah. Maltesers.
Maltesers.
Yeah. Like, the Maltesers are better than pineapple lumps. Like, if you're going to
Amy and I were driving in... a random suburb or something near a supermarket on the way back from mum and dad's, irrelevant to the story, but we put up at these lights and I see these young kids, maybe like 14 15, and I just had flashback of memories of that age. These two kids obviously were heading home for some kind of movie night, and it was just after they lifted the lockdown rules, you know, like weren't allowed to see your mates. They had 2 liters of milk each in their hands, and then they had, like, one kid had a jumbo Maltesers, and the other kid had some, I don't know, clinkers or something. But isn't it like when you're
just
a kid?
Just regular milk.
They were going home to have milk and chocolate. Like, it was too specific to be like mum and dad just getting 4 liters of milk and two things of... You know. Actually, maybe Sev's house. That could be an order. That was your dad last night, actually, coming home with that exact order.
He probably had 9 liters of milk yesterday.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, the pineapple lumps thing. We don't have them. Like, I feel like they're not in Australia as like a legit. My first cough, I think, on the show.
Oh no.
I'm fine.
Big day
for everyone. I feel like the treasurer. This happened to the Australian, the treasurer, where he was coughing in Parliament and had to go to COVID.
Joshie Frydenberg?
Yeah.
Oh, Frydenberg, yeah. Yeah. Then they'll point, yeah, nah, you're self-isolating.
Yeah.
And so anyway. You're already doing it.
No, but the pineapples, I feel like you can't get them like normally in Australia. That would have been in the New Zealand section of Coles. which means it would have been a premium. Like he would have paid upwards of $5.99.
I don't think he actually went to Coles. I think he was at Food Works, maybe.
Okay.
Food Away, because they don't have them at Aldi, so it would have been Food Works.
Yeah, let's see. I tell you what do you reckon nothing, they cost? What do you reckon they cost?
Sorry, I was just going to say. Oh, $4.99.
$4.
And is that, I mean, it's on the higher end of chocolate.
I'm so sorry. I've missed the mark. $3 at Woolies.
What?
Pascal pineapple lumps. Save $1 at the moment. They're normally $4.
Now there's a deal. I tell you what, George and I.
Planes. That'd be good.
I can check for you.
Jet planes. I don't know what they are. Jet planes.
Jet planes are
more
lovely.
New Zealand.
They're the best. Yeah.
Lollies. I know it's nothing new, but God, I'm always blown away in Aldi the bullshit they're spinning. And selling. It's not spinning, sorry, selling.
Yeah,
well, it's a bit of spinning as well.
Georgie boy and I walked around there this morning just to observe the outrageous things that they're selling. George, what were some of the stuff we saw?
Well, I think the best one for me was a wheelchair.
Yeah.
$350. I think it was like $150. There's two
left.
Yeah,
$149 or something.
Yeah. It's a bit, it's not very nice, is it, to buy a wheelchair if you don't need one?
Well,
do you think?
Well, unless you're doing a sort of like a uni project where I could imagine JJ would have used one in a film when he was, you know, like it was always a prop in a film. Yeah. They also had like a mannequin that you could buy. And what else? They had a shower stool,
mannequin.
Like a legit seat for the shower, which I thought was quite cool.
It sounds good though. It feels like it's leaning towards, you know, like a broader audience. Because there are people, I guess, what you're describing
disability.
Is people with disabilities. So I feel like maybe that's this, you know.
Definitely. Like they usually have like a theme kind of for the week, and that must have been it. Because I was like walking.
Yeah, well, there was other stuff.
I feel like walking disabilities train. Would be a theme in Aldi for a week, would it? Surely that's an always on approach.
I know what you're saying. It's like
clear
a season.
The for thing. One for,
a season,
for one
like
week.
There's, I couldn't see a great deal of outdoor furniture because it's cold as fuck at the moment. So I couldn't imagine them sort of, you know, theming up with outdoor furniture. It's, you know, winter. They're going for the shower stools. But I wouldn't mind a shower stool.
I mean, it is weird what businesses will sell. Like the when I was doing all the research on the mugs, I think I found a good mug supplier. But one mug supplier, it was like, the website was only mugs. I think it was something like that. It was like okay, these guys are mug specialists. And I went to the website and they had emergency medical tents for sale. I was like, at that point, you're not doing just mugs.
Yeah. I mean, that's just not a normal diversification.
Yeah. It seems like a bit of a
joke. Like, that's like
they've
us,
got a good deal
that's
from
us
Alibaba.
Pivoting into like rescuing people. Like we're now SES. That's...
Yeah. That's the jump.
Yeah. That's the pivot, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they probably just had a good supplier in China that also was, you know, selling this on the other side. Mm-hmm. That is the thing. So the businesses in China, they're shameless. They will sell everything. And so the person that gets their mug, like I know Conspiracy Jimmy, who has a merchandise business, their suppliers in China sell everything. Like you can get so much from them. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have it, someone around the corner from them has it. And then they can get it. And so, yeah, we need to diversify, guys. Let's get it.
We could offer some
rescuing.
Some other things.
Rescue. we could get a chopper. We could be in a chopper.
I mean, the megaphone's pretty weird. I used the megaphone on someone last night, actually.
There
were some people drunk and disorderly out the front. And they were, and I would just went outside on the balcony. It was freezing cold. And I just waited because I thought they were just like moving around everywhere and they're looking in like different like places. And I was like, if they touch anything or if they try and like break in, I'm getting straight on the megaphone. It was exhilarating.
You should do it. Like you're on the edge. Like you're the dog that's about to bark. But doesn't bark and just goes back inside. You should bark, dude. I'm all for barking.
I only want to bark if it makes sense. If I bark early, it feels like I'm just wanting to exude my power.
But it's almost like, should you report? You know, remember how I said that guy at the set of lights was, using his hand like a gun, referencing that there was a gun in his car and pointing it at me. I mean, at that point, like, I was annoyed that I didn't remember his whole... UKJ was the starter of his number plate. But I was going to call the number. I would have had to call you first.
131-444 if you need the cops, but don't need the lights.
Hang on. Let me just... 131-444.
I think it's 131...
Call...
444, sorry. 444. Can you check on that, Sev? Is it 44?
Same thing.
It could be... No, it could be 131-4444. Or it could be
40-40-40-40.
Yeah, go on. We'll find out.
But I was like, should you call the cops on a guy like that and be like, if he has a gun in his car, and so my point being, bark, because maybe they will do the thing you think they're going to do, rather than waiting for them to commit crime before you give them, you know, some of your vocal cords at a higher, higher level. Hey, did you know, like, if you use a... You can be charged for assault using like an air horn around somebody. Like if you do, like these pranksters, I was watching these Aussie guys, one ended up getting charged with it and he was on bail and then did something, got, you know, sent to jail. So, but he used an air horn and someone charged him for assault because it hurt his ears. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Well, I guess.
I mean, yours isn't that loud, but...
Yeah, I think I'd be okay. Back on the slow.
The number's 131-444, by the way.
444. Okay, thank you.
131.
That's what you had. You said that.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I just panicked. I thought maybe it's four fours. Georgie Boy was on our Discord, which I'll talk about in a sec. But you are saying that you are going to start slow cooking today.
Yeah, big announcement from me. I don't know if you saw this, Sebs, but I have actually currently got the slow cooker on. And I'm going to get home to some nice slow-cooked lamb shanks, red wine, stock, tin tomatoes, carrot, celery. So, yeah.
When you've run out of things to say in the announcement, you just go through what you've put in.
the ingredients.
Bit of garlic, a bit of onion.
Yeah. I knew
what time did you
turn it on, plugged it in?
I think it's a Breville.
It is, actually.
George, what time did you get that started today?
Got that on at 6:30.
And that's solid.
Oh, I started prepping at 6:30. Probably got it on at about 7. And it's going to be, yeah. So, when we get home tonight, nice rainy cold night, warm slow cooker meal.
Oh, that's nice.
Crack out a bottle of red wine, thanks to Vino Mofo, and just tuck into some... Yeah, I'm jealous. I've got nothing.
By the way, Aldi have a wine chiller on sale for $279.
Is that good?
Don't know.
A wine chiller.
Really? I guess you got a fridge for that, to be honest.
The masterclass thing that I'm doing, so I'm doing the Gordon Ramsay one at the moment, so learning how to cook. But I feel like it's gone too fancy because the last thing that I watched is he poached an egg in red wine. Has anyone done this before or eaten poached egg poached in red wine?
And like, is it legit completely submerged in only red wine, or are you adding water and wine?
No, it was just red wine. And he then...
What colour does the egg go?
It goes like... It looks like an organ. Like it's like a bloody... Ooh. Like it looks sort of like disgusting. A liver. Yeah.
Like a liver.
Yeah, yeah.
Oof. Oh, no.
I mean, it probably tastes nice. Like, there's so many things. Like, even when Amy was doing the Ben Shuri cook-along cook-off, doing something as simple as burning the top, not burning, but like roasting the top of the whipped egg whites and then stirring, then roasting, then stirring, then roasting. Mm. And it gives it not a smoky flavor, but that sort of like, you know, marshmallowy on the fire flavor, which I wouldn't think about just doing something, a little tweak like that. But that's fancy. That's real fancy. There's a lot of red wine. What do you do with the red wine after?
Was saying you actually keep it. You put it through like a sieve or whatever. And then
Sieve.
Yeah, you put it through and then you collect it and you keep the chill the wine and then use it another time.
But to poach eggs.
To poached eggs. But then who's having red wine poached eggs? On the reg.
To be honest, I feel like it's something you do,
yeah,
JJ.
That's like you're spot on. I was like, who would do this?
Like, you know what?
I could be the poached. That's the whole thing, because I was like, my concern is that if I was to do all the things that are on the masterclass, that I could fall into sort of basic bitch territory where it's like, no, well, it's just, is there a risk that if everyone watches this masterclass, all these weird dishes are going to become these regular things? Like, he did this asparagus puree, and he does all of this work, and then he ends up putting it in what would I can only describe as like a tomato sauce container that he then squirts out. I was like, oh, that was the first half an hour. That was like that puree that he was making that whole time. That's now in like a sauce dispenser. But I was thinking, like, how much of this is just going to, like, how many people are going to do this asparagus dish now that Gordon's sort of, you know, telling everyone to?
Well, a lot of people, but I don't think it's sustainable. Cooking like a 5-star restaurant, they do it in bulk, right? The leftover ingredients from that Ben Shuri cook-along cook-off, there was so much. And it was like, it would make sense if you were cooking for 50 people, not with what we had, but like doing that, it would make sense at a dish level, like we're doing enough to share it. But yeah, so you're doing all that puree work for how many dishes?
Yeah, one exactly. Night? You're going to put the puree in the fridge. You're going to have that puree with everything.
And then it goes off, and then you're like, oh, got to do it again.
I feel like Georgie wants to push back on this, on what Tommy's saying. Or do you agree, JB?
No, I agree. To be honest, I sort of zoned out a bit. I'm not actually sure what you're... We're still talking about the purees.
Yeah, we're still talking about the
purees. We can talk about the purees. Did you end up with extra ingredients at the end of it?
Me?
Yeah. The last time you did the Hamish and Ben cook-off, did you end up with... Is he okay?
Sorry.
You're so funny.
No, what I was going to say with the red wine thing is...
Oh, that's what you're stuck on.
I was stuck on that.
Okay.
I forget which bit we were making, TJ, but I think it was a dessert bit. And they said to use last night's shardy or like a verjuice or something. So like... felt like a white wine thing, and Hamish didn't have it, and he said, I've only got red wine or tequila, and Ben was like, oh, use the red wine. But in my head I was going, oh, that's gonna be, doesn't sound good, so maybe red wine is the go-to.
Yes, so that's what sorry about it was like story. Watching a computer freeze. You're just like moving the mouse and nothing happens.
Yeah.
And then it does everything that you wanted it to do, but it's sort of, you're a bit over it at that point.
I don't know what happened. I'm back.
So Josh, you sent out a WhatsApp last night with a link to an app that I'd never heard of before, but it sounds like it's something that, you know, people have been on for years.
Gamers use it. So it's called Discord. And when we opened up the Facebook group initially, I registered the Daily Talk Show, set up the server for our Discord, and then we made the call. I think Sevs, you and I spoke about it, and we're like, it's going to be too hard to get everyone to go to Discord. We're trying to build up the Facebook. And so we just left it. But Gronk Jake down the road, he was like, oh, I'm not on Facebook. I said, oh, you can join the Discord. So I only sent the Discord link to him. So in the Discord, it was me, him, and Sevs. And then with all the WhatsApp stuff, I was like, okay, I'm having all these great WhatsApp conversations. There's heaps going on, but it's all one-to-one. Everyone's asking about the WhatsApp group. It was never a group. It was always me blasting out messages to everyone and then responding individually because...
Well, I had to even ask that at the start. I'm like, I didn't want to reply to the message you sent me because I was like, is every other person seeing this? But it turned out it was one-on-one.
Oh.
And so...
So I sent nudes.
And so then what I decided is, I'm like, I was worried about to your point about the send nudes thing, worried about the WhatsApp and opening it up where it was a group, because even though we're all gronks, we're all great and all that sort of thing, it only takes one rotten gronk to fuck things up and everyone's got everyone's numbers and things get real bad.
Or it's not ideal.
Yeah, a cock shot would bring down the whole show, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And so what we decided to do was to bring back Discord. And so if you are a VIP Gronk, or if you're on the private Facebook group, you can get a link to the Discord. And we currently have like 70 Gronks all chatting, like a group chat. Do you have any questions?
Right. I mean, last night, George and I were on it last night at the office, just having a cheeky little beer, and I sent a photo to the group. I mean, if you're on the group, you'd know whether my mum has COVID-19 or not, which I can't reveal unless you're in there. but also, you'd know what George's mum bought him. That's a little hint.
What
George's mum bought. I thought that was so good. I was like, Georgie boy, you got new shoes. And he said, yeah, mum sent them to me after she heard us on the podcast talking about it.
Who needs an OnlyFans when you've got Cass? Yeah. That's brilliant. What else is she sending you? Good.
What? I know. Yeah. Well, hopefully, what should I ask for? I mean,
you need a haircut. She don't really do much. Yeah. Could you send George a voucher to a local barber? what else is there? Yeah, what do you need, George? Idea.
Your haircut?
Nah.
Because you were going to do that on the weekend, weren't you?
Yeah. And then I got there and there was a line out the door. It was a bit late. It was like, so I had to wait till next weekend. But yeah. Nah, the shoes are great. I got Nikes, plain black. They're like the most plain ones you can get.
Did your mum have to ask, hey, Georgie boy, what shoes do you want or what size you are? Or was it just a surprise?
Yeah, she asked what size I was because she listened to the show. Yeah. She goes, okay, he's, he likes Nikes.
Struggling.
She went on Athlete's Foot, Athlete's Foot having a sale. And so said, do you like these ones? I said, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, so this is
she
great.
Bought them for me.
What was, JJ, what was the last thing your parents bought you? Like just a nice little gift?
I'm trying to think. I'm not sure. I don't know. I can't think of anything. I mean, when I was a kid, I got everything I wanted as a kid. But then I feel like when we were 18 or whatever, and dad had issues with his business and all that sort of thing, and they, you know, financially weren't doing as well, we were like, oh, fuck it. Like, that was one thing I'm like, I don't need shit. I'm all good. So I can't really think of anything. Maybe like a dinner. I feel like maybe going out to dinner or something like that.
Yeah, Perry. What about you, Sevs?
I mean, everything. Look at his room.
I mean,
around.
A lot. Yeah. Everything. Yeah, everything. Literally. Yeah. All the books. All the books. All the plants. What did they get?
Last time I spoke to Seth, when you were like, oh, yeah, this is my bank transactions, the last week was like $3 out of your account. Don't buy anything.
No, literally. Hey,
there's someone at my door. Hang on. I've got to check this. I'll be back.
Oh, great.
Kaz has sent Tommy a new pair of shoes. This is exciting. What do you reckon?
Well, it's more living away from home. Like, whenever you go home to see mum, she wants to buy stuff.
I get that. I'm sure that mum and dad buy my brother James things, who lives in North Carolina. Like, especially having a kid. What is it? What is it, TJ? What have you got, mate?
Bit disappointing. It's a...
debt collector. I thought
yesterday at night, we got a knock on the door, and it was our next door neighbour who had baked a fresh fruit cake, brought it over. It's like a whole loaf of fruit cake. Oh. So that's amazing. This was Oz Post, and it's for Amy's sister, so I thought it was more food. I was wishful thinking. Sorry, guys, false alarm.
Speaking of food, the best part of
we've been speaking about food
Discord
for the last 20 minutes, mate.
Is food chat. Is the food chat the food chat group. How good is that?
Yeah, it's going crazy. Well, because I created a new group because I knew that people would get funny. That was always the early days of the Daily Talk Show. A lot of pushback from TJ around food chat. It was sort of my go-to. Wow.
I think chat has more messages than Gronk Squad. Like, I think it's got more messages than the main channel.
Well, it's something we all have in common, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, can we start a poo chat? Can we just start a
poo chat?
Toilet chat?
If we're chat, sending we're photos, absolutely not.
Oh, there is so much going on, isn't there? On the
How's Ramble? Look at that.
This is we're going to get the same issue as we fell into last time, which is the podcasters getting upset. That
yeah, sorry.
You go on, George.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, no, I was agreeing with you.
Was that what you were about to say?
Can we...
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we also... I feel like this is... probably serves me more, but can we start a channel or just make me a admin so I can start the
Charles
channel?
Can do it for you, yeah.
I want to start one called Tommy's Daily Video.
Yeah,
and
great.
It could be people's ideas for what I should create the daily video about. Because
yeah,
I'm running out of ideas and I'm getting to that point where it's you know, it's like when you hear someone, when you see in a movie, someone's been affected by a flashbang grenade where they're just like, and there's the ringing in their ears and they can't do anything. That's where my idea brain has got to at this moment.
Have you got any idea for today?
I've got a few, but I mean, one of them was just reviewing random shit from Aldi. Another one. no, that's about it. So please send your ideas.
There.
If you send a good idea, can you set it up? How long will it take? How long do these things take?
I mean, Charles can probably...
Yeah. It will be up in the...
Charles can probably have it done. Yeah, yeah.
Be very quick.
If he's listening.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, Charles has handed the keys. We put a lot of trust in young Charles.
Oh, hang on. I can just add one. What do you want to call it? Tommy Daily Video? Or do you want me to do TJ's Daily Video?
What do you think? I'm open to it.
Put your branding behind it. TJ's...
Yeah, TJ's
daily video, I think is the way to go.
Great.
Am so I, you can hi, throw am out an idea. Apostrophe S or?
What would TJ do?
No apostrophe. Oh,
you do an apostrophe. It'd be TJS.
I don't know if you can do apostrophes in the channel, to be honest.
No, it looks like you can.
But no, that's good.
The Gronk games, Sevs, where have we landed with Gronk games?
Well, I mean, so I was... This morning, I added a few things to the list. I mean, just a few, like, sort of on the same sort of plane as what we were talking about. There's, like... I think we could do something fun with Scooter, like a DIY build challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Scooter Derek with Scooter Derek or
With
creating a scooter?
It's okay. A lot of work. What about a billy cart? A billy cart. We spoke about this with Jem and Pete back like nearly a year ago, I reckon.
In the 400s.
Yeah.
I think it was.
You know what could break the team is a flat
broken
pack
back.
Off. No.
Flat pack. No, we don't need that. It's annoying. Can we try and do ones that aren't annoying?
Remember, I was on the street team. I think I've told you this before, Josh. We did an event at Bunnings in Frankston, and there was a sausage sizzle and there was prizes to be won, and this Gronk rocked up, went in the competition. The competition was who could build a wheelbarrow the quickest. So it was like a flat pack wheelbarrow. It wasn't flat because of the barrow bit, but this Gronk won it, and the only thing was you had to leave with the wheelbarrow constructed. And I just see this guy walking off with his wheelbarrow and another prize in the wheelbarrow. I was like, mate, where are you off to? He's like, oh, I live in Williamstown. Frankston is the complete opposite side of the bay. It's like an hour and a bit on a train. And he's like, yeah, I'm just getting the train with his wheelbarrow. So this guy had come an hour and a bit on a train, won a wheelbarrow and heading home with a wheelbarrow on a train.
What about like a Lego? What about like making something with Lego?
Definitely.
Is it like a is it just the same thing or is it like constructing something?
I think like you'd have to use creativity. I also saw, how much would you pay for a bag of marbles?
Bag of marbles?
I love marbles. I don't know, $5?
Wouldn't be buying them, but if I was to buy it, I don't know, yeah. Under five?
$6.
Like a small bag.
Saw on Oz Bargain yesterday, Target's got them for a bag $1.
Wow.
How many in a
bag? That's good.
Get 4 bags.
I don't know.
What are you doing with marbles as an adult, to be honest?
I don't know. I went down a rabbit hole of watching a guy making the, what's that stuff called? Like it's made of glue and baby oil.
Glue and baby oil.
Putty or something?
Clag.
Yeah, no, it's like the thing that you like.
Gack.
People,
like
People
used to
have,
used to be called gack.
Now, like slime. Kids, slime. Yeah.
Yeah, slime.
And God, so I watched a video
so
of
gross,
it.
Gross, dude.
It's gross.
It's so gross. Like, think about when kids have it. They drop it on the floor and then they, you know, mess lick the slime up again. Yeah. And it's
can't
got
be
all
good
the dirt
for COVID.
Inside of it.
Could you imagine?
Oh, slime's out. definitely gone.
Yeah.
Cancel.
I wonder if bubble pits. Oh my God. You thought bubble pits had a, not bubble pits, ball pits.
Ah, ball pits.
Had a branding problem years ago. Now, ball pits must be done.
I haven't seen a ball pit.
I reckon foam. Yeah. I reckon foam pits are worse than ball pits, to be honest. When the foam starts breaking off and it's just in little bits and it's like in the air or particles
like
and stuff.
A gymnastics style foam pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these things are in big trouble.
You can't jump into a ball pit, but...
At Aldi, they are like... first of all, they let the people sit while they're doing.
Why don't you need to do a video today about Aldi?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I just don't want to have to spend
the
money.
You got so grabs from the
40
episode.
Bucks.
It's BMC. Use the innovation fund.
Do you want me to get a random product and review it?
No, I feel like it could be an in Aldi video. Could you do the whole video in Aldi?
Oh, that's a good point.
So make a... You don't actually have to buy it. Yeah, you don't have to pay for anything. But you could just sort of go
around...
You just
go in there reviewing
the different specials.
Stuff, yeah.
What about comparing Aldis? There's the new Coles that everyone's raving about that's like the new local style shop that's got all the different... It's like a Whole Foods. What about you go there and you review that?
There's one in Surry Hills. I know the exact one, JJ. It's
near the train.
I mean, there might be a few that have happened, but they're like urban ones. They do look sick.
There's one in Melbourne. There's a few in Melbourne, I think.
Surry Hills in Melbourne. There's suburb near Camberwell. But I drive past it on the way back.
Could you go there and try and get some like peanut butter or something? I feel like they would do.
Oh,
they do
okay,
coffee.
No,
I feel like you'd get around that.
It's actually
how about
peanut
I do this
same,
I and I use the company card, but I get you a nice little treat for tomorrow when we see each other.
Oh yeah, great. Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay. Actually,
okay. So where is
what's
it?
Tomorrow. I won't have it till the weekend, but you get me a treat.
No, that's
please.
Okay. I'll get
maybe
something
a caramel
that you can
slice,
have on cheat
like
day.
A raw caramel slice.
Caramel. Slice. Just taking notes. Anyone else want anything?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind some sort of nice drink, like a
drink
a
for George?
Like a milk drink.
A milk drink.
Like a Big M or something. Yeah. Chocolate milk.
Well, that's not really. You can just get that at any shop.
Yeah, but there could be a bespoke one. Is that what you're saying? Like a bespoke brand?
You said Big M.
Is there a nice bar?
Just like a good chocky milk.
Okay.
Okay.
What would you get?
George says? Chocky milk?
Maybe like a Primo oat bar or something like that.
Oh, man.
I'm also open to iced coffee as well. If there's like a boutique iced coffee.
This reminds me so much of Smoko. Like working when I used to go into my dad's old work and they would do Smoko and they'd be like, it'd be 10 a.m. It's like, well, what do you want? People would be like, oh, it's a, can I have a Big M, sausage roll and a bacon pie or some shit. And I'd go around the corner to one of those like industrial canteens. It's like so cheap and it's all in bags.
Yeah.
That was the dream.
Dude, I mean, it is like the thing around Smoko, working on a building site, it is so good. It's like the time to stop, sit around and just enjoy. It's almost, tradies are almost foodies at that point where they're just really enjoying the thing that they're eating. Not saying it's high-end food that they're eating necessarily. But having worked on building sites, like we would pull out the sandwich press and you'd have your fresh bread that you know, they're constructing on a site just with their dirty hands, a fucking beautiful, it's almost a cooking show at that point. It could be a cooking show. Tradies on Smoko and it's just like the shit you cook on your building site. There's a video idea. Write that down.
Jam donuts. That was always there. Or just donuts in general. That was always good.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go, stand by.
As he reaches for the megaphone. Here we go. I'm not sure what's happening. Oh, no, I know what's happening.
Hang on, he's just getting it up.
Just going into the Trello.
Yeah, good.
The megaphone today is brought to you by Gronk Lee Ryan. He has Kill Your Friends. The fact that he hasn't contacted me since doing this makes me feel that he hasn't had any sales. So, if you like games, if you want a fun card game that you can play with your mates, this is perfect for the situation where you've only got five mates. That's you plus four people. George, is that what it says? How many people?
I think it's four in total. Yeah.
Doesn't say. But I believe you.
Yeah. Go to killyourfriends.co and put your order through for a great card game, because it's great to support local businesses, and it's also good to collect these types of things because you never know where they're going to go. So that's a megaphone. Thank you.
Three to six players is what it says.
Perfect.
On the website.
Perfect for ISO.
Also, we got an email from Rob. He says, "Gents, are there any plans to set up a Patreon account? I'm happy to buy the naming rights to the megaphone from the Commitment Club, and you can use it to promote some of the VIP Gronks / Patreon members."
Now, it sounds like we've just sent that message and called ourselves Rob, but no, we haven't. Rob has actually sent us that message. You've seen Rob in the Commitment Crew and things like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
TJ dropped his hoodie off.
Yeah, that's right.
I threw it at him.
You threw it?
Yep, good catch, Rob. Good catch. I said I would have hugged him if it was pre-COVID, would have given him a cuddle, but I couldn't. Sorry, Rob.
And so anyway, no, Patreon, I think at the moment, who was it? I've just gone blank on who it was on WhatsApp. I was suggesting to set up like a subscription type of thing on YouTube, so it can be completely optional. Mm. I haven't brought this up to you yet, Sevs, but is it easy for people to, like, if they wanted to support us, they could, like, throw a few bucks through YouTube?
Yeah, I believe there's, I think MKBHD has it, I've seen it, but it's like a little subscription to the YouTube channel, and I think it might be $4.99 a month or something like that, and it's essentially Patreon, but just built into YouTube, so I think we could probably look into it.
I think it's just like super easy. I think the problem with Patreon is it's like it becomes this extra thing. Whereas I think that, what would be helpful?
You need to be a consumer, like someone who's into the Patreon world. Like you have an account. It's like to get the barrier. I mean, there's a lot of people doing it, but I feel like you then got to be in it. You got to have your account set up, and it's not that Gronk friendly. In some respects.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I agree. And so I think we just want to keep it easy, and but it would be good, I think, as we start doing like bigger things and we're trying to make this a full-time thing, and once all the JobKeeper shit runs out then we are going back to reality, it'd be good to build out a few little monetization things, right?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
No, I love it. I love George's laugh when you're running out of JobKeeper. Really,
is it funny? Is unemployment funny, George?
Yeah. Mate, I'm in the same boat. He's got a laugh.
No, actually, I saw a great quote the other day. Mate, we're not on the same boat. We're in different boats, but we're in the same storm. So don't ever say we're on the same boat. You've got your boat, I've got my boat. We're going through this storm, but they're different.
My boat's slightly more stable.
Yeah,
and he's
well, it's only
cooking.
Thanks to your mum sending you products to the boat.
Yeah, your mum built the boat.
All our mums built our boats. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Definitely.
What's Sev's?
I've got a real good boat.
I've got
the Royal Caribbean. You know,
just on a cruise ship. But
coronavirus.
Yeah, once they fall, they fall hard, you know? Just, no.
Yeah.
That's like you in general, I reckon. You're a bit like that. 10 seconds of admin. Have you given us a review on Apple Podcasts? We'd really appreciate it. Just go and click that subscribe button as well, I guess.
Mm. It's a lot. Glenn's given us a review. 5 stars. Proud to be a Gronk. Tommy and Josh have built a growing community around this amazing podcast. From thoughtful interviews on a range of topics to catch-ups and random banter with the occasional blow-up, it's like hanging out with old friends. Can't wait to see where this 10-year adventure takes them. Thank you.
That's nice, yep. Glenn. Who is an epic engineer. He's building VDH, this new platform, which he's testing out with us at the moment around all of these things. So potentially having an app, what that would look like. But that's like things take time. So we're just iterating, right? Great. Yeah. All right, guys. You're off to Aldi. Is that what you're doing now?
No. I'm off to Coles to review the brand spanking new Coles.
Oh, you're going to go? You're going to do that one today? Okay, great. No, I appreciate that.
Well, that's. I feel like it's quick.
Don't get me I think that's good. Just don't get the raw. I think the raw thing's going to go shit by tomorrow, to be honest.
Okay.
So no, just cut mine out. I'll just do 2 times oat bars.
You want an oat bar now? Mate, you push
get
back
something
on
else.
That. Don't.
Yeah, no.
Don't get an oat bar.
Peanut butter. Can you get me fresh peanut butter, please?
Fresh. Like hang on. No.
I feel like that place would do. What?
I have a feeling that they literally just stock Maver's peanut butter.
Really?
Okay.
I have a feeling. But check it out.
Okay, all right.
Maybe there are some peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Always good.
All right.
All right, guys.
Have a good one, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.